In the precious name of Him who is our Savior, even Jesus, our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. I invite you, if you will, to turn to our text, a reading from Galatians chapter 5. If you're a visitor with us this evening and do not have a Bible at home, we would encourage you to take one of the Bibles from the pews, take that home with you as our gift to you so that you can read and study God's Word throughout the week. May God bless my speaking and your hearing for Jesus' sake. Amen. You might imagine that we would be talking this weekend, Saturday night, about freedoms. Maybe I could start by saying this half year thus far in 2017 has been a great year for us, a great half year in celebrating many of the blessings that we at Holy Cross have known over 75 years. This is our 75th anniversary year, and I can't hardly believe we're almost halfway through. We are halfway through that year of celebration. Tonight, as Pastor mentioned, tomorrow evening, there's a special freedom celebration, and I hope that you'll join us. We're hoping to have thousands of people, and to do that, we need you and you to bring others with you. It's a way for us to celebrate what God's done in and with and through and among the people of Holy Cross over 75 years of history. But this weekend also is a special opportunity for us to celebrate the freedoms that we know in this country, the political freedoms, the civil freedoms which are ours. And God's Word speaks to all of that. Christ set you free, so you are free indeed. Well, that's great, but free from what and free for what? You know, as we celebrate and as we remember the history of our nation, that we remember this weekend, especially this 4th of July weekend and the days leading up to it, what happened in the Revolutionary War. How there were those in this country who believed that they were unfairly treated, they were taxed without being represented, and so they revolted. They were looking for freedom. Freedom comes at a high price. You see, freedom is never free. Freedom always costs. I was thinking, too, as I was preparing for this evening's message, about the Civil War. I've always enjoyed reading about and studying the Civil War. My family lived for a period of time in Tennessee, in Nashville, and we learned an awful lot about the Civil War, more than I ever did when we lived in the northern states. That was a time, too, when people desired freedom. When one man was slave to another because of the color of his skin. And so freedom was desired. And freedom came, but freedom came at a horribly high price. We could have thought about, and we can think about, the Second World War and what happened in other wars since then. Freedom is a great blessing, and freedom costs a great deal. So when we think of freedom, we're free from what? Well, free from taxation that we didn't deserve or didn't want. Free to live as individuals, not slaves to one another. Free from Nazism in the Second World War. We're free from much, and we're given much. In this country, we know the freedom of speech. We know the freedom to be able to bear arms, to protect my family and the families around us. We know the freedom to be able to worship in a way that we desire and that God's Spirit guides and directs us. We are free to serve Him. Well, what about that freedom? Freedom is a great blessing, but what do you do with your freedom? God calls us, I believe, to be good neighbors. He calls us to be good citizens of the country in which we live. And as I enjoy my freedoms, I have the freedom to do a lot of things. For example, I could be free to wildly swing my arms in every direction I want. So how will I use my freedom? Well, I can do that if I'd like, but my freedom starts or stops where Pam's nose begins, doesn't it? I have the freedom to do what I'd like, but not the freedom to harm someone else. God's given us many blessings and many freedoms. So how do we use our freedoms? Well, in this country, I believe that we use our freedoms to serve those around us. As I said, to be good neighbors and to be good citizens. God has blessed us in so many ways that we can speak as we choose, but why not speak wisely and in ways that are helpful for one another? I have the privilege of protecting myself and my family and protecting others too. We have the privilege to worship in the ways that we choose, and we have the privilege of inviting others that they can join us so that they might know what we know and believe, what comes from Holy Scripture. God has blessed us. He's blessed us with freedom. Freedom from what? Well, so much. Freedom for what? Also for so much. Now, if you've been to Holy Cross before, and most of you have, if you've heard me or Pastor Myers preach, you know that on a weekend like this, we're not just talking about political freedoms. There's something more. There's something much more. Because you see, there's a cosmic battle going on. A cosmic battle for your freedom. On one hand is sin and death and the power of the devil. The devil's desire to take you prisoner, the devil's desire to destroy you and me in this world and eternally in the fires of hell. That's one side of the equation, and obviously on the other is God, our Heavenly Father. God who created us to live in relationship with Him. From the time of the very first parents, our very first parents, Adam and Eve, this cosmic struggle, this struggle between good and evil, between God and the devil, has always raged furiously. And from the first parents, the devil tried to win them over, to take them away from God, not so that they would be his servants, I don't believe, but so that they would be eternally separated from God. God knew from the very first that he had to come. He had to save these first parents and all the children who would follow after, you and me and others like it. And just like we said a moment ago, freedom comes. Freedom is a great blessing, but freedom, even spiritual freedom, is never free. Freedom comes at a great cost and with a great price. And the freedom that was won for us is one that Jesus bore in his body on the tree. His whole life, his whole ministry, his whole service was for you and me. And it was in this struggle with the devil that he won. It looked like he lost. It looked like he was dead, and surely he was. But he rose again for you and for me, and for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we might be forever with him. Free from what? Well, we're free from sin and death and the power of the devil. We're free to live for him and serve him. What does our text say? Our text says that we should use our freedom wisely and carefully and well. There was a time that we and they were slaves to sin and death and destruction. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. If you're following along in your Bibles, verses 19 and following, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, looking for signs in ways that come other than from God, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension and factions, and envy and drunkenness, orgies and all the rest. I warn you, Paul said, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Our eternal lives hang in the balance. We are free. Free from all of the things I just read. Free not to be slaves to them. Free not to go back to that. But free instead to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. God in Christ has won freedom for you and me, so that we might live in ways that serve and please Him. All too often, when people are free, they use that freedom to serve mostly themselves. If I've got free time, if I've got extra money, how do I often use those for myself in selfish ways? And I become a slave to those things instead of using them to serve others and to serve God. God gives us the privilege. God gives us the opportunity. He gives us the blessing to live as His children. Free for what? Free to be His children. Free to go to our Heavenly Father, to be loved by Him and to love Him in return. Free to be welcomed into His loving, forgiving arms in Christ Jesus. We're free to live as children of God, free from sin and death and the power of the devil. And how did Luther say it? Well, God gives us all these blessings. In the catechism you memorized along with me, all this God does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For this freedom, it is my duty to thank and praise, to serve and obey Him. This is most certainly true. It is true. And I hope that you and I live that way and remember that not only on a weekend like this, leading to the 4th of July, but to remember that in the cross of Christ, we are free. Freedom. Freedom is a matter of service. Freedom is the way we live our lives. Freedom is the way that we demonstrate our love for God and for others. That's the freedom that you and I have. Freedom to live as God's children, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to be good citizens of this nation and good citizens of God's heavenly kingdom as He expresses it here among us. And Paul reminds us that that's the kind of life that bears fruit. Fruit that's abundant, fruit that's full. And it's not something we can do by ourselves. By His Spirit, He guides and directs. And that's what the rest of our text is about, the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit who gives these fruits of the Spirit. Will you read them with me? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. We are free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Free for what? To live in these gifts and let these gifts be lived through us. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't come to faith by ourselves. We can't stay in the faith by ourselves. But God's Spirit brings us to faith. He gives us the gifts of faith. And by that same powerful Spirit, we are guided to live in our freedoms, to be good citizens of this nation and of God's heavenly kingdom. May God bless and encourage and strengthen you because you are free. Free from so much, free for so much. In Jesus Christ, in His precious name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds by the power of the Spirit in freedom through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.